This is Paul Lam, and you're listening to the Path Hunters Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you unleash the beast from within so you can fearlessly pursue your own path and passion. Join me on this weekly journey filled with inspiring stories and actionable contents. Become a Path Hunter today. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Path Hunters Podcast. Hope you guys are all doing great today. This episode, I really want to talk and dive deep into some really interesting topics about like just self-talk, how to, you know, motivate yourself and really, really staying focused and staying on the whole entire, your life's path. And I know this is going to be an interesting episode for everyone out there, but let's touch base on everything else as well too. The audio of the quality probably sounds a lot better on here. I've been actually recording a lot on my Zoom H1, just bringing my recorder everywhere and just jamming episodes and everything like that. I know the quality of the Path Hunters podcast has gone really down only because, like I said, like it's been, I set out goals in last Sunday's episode and I really am focused and I'm really just grinding only because you guys all know that my quote that I live by a lot more than usual is that, you know, in order for you to be selfless, you have to be selfish in the very beginning. You have to learn and build yourself and create that lifestyle. And again, it doesn't take much for me to go in that place and for me to go and really build that lifestyle, staying focused. And I'm just dialing down on that. I'm sure everybody out there understands. But like I said, Sunday episodes has been very consistent, but not the interviews, but that's okay. Again, I expect actually recording this as well too. And I'm going to create another one as well too for Tuesday with another entrepreneur that I have looking forward to, Sarah. So you guys look forward to that on Tuesday. But anyways, guys, so today's episode, you know, I really want to talk a lot about like a lot of things that I'm going through. It's just been crazy. So on a lot of these stuff, a lot of whenever you want to build a life for yourself, whether it is just to go and create more money, create more income, a lifestyle change, you want to travel the world, you want to build a business online, all these things and all these reasons all comes back for you to go and build a side hustle to create income. But on top of that, you have to look at this as well too from another perspective, that as long as you're giving value as well too, because like, you know, it's crazy how many people out there will sell you something, a course that doesn't really serve. And I've seen so many of that out there and just try to make a buck and everything like that. And whatever that takes, I guess, like, you know, like I said, but like for me, like for my feeling, my gut feeling, I feel like you need to be very genuine and make sure that you're offering everybody value. So on top of that, a couple episodes ago, we were talking a lot about self-talk and really dealing with your own internal self-talk. But let's talk about today's episode about being triggered, right? Being triggered and having a spiral throughout your day, week, month. People go through that on a regular basis, and it takes a certain mindset and discipline to really train yourself to switch yourself back. A really great example, love to tell you guys this kind of stuff. And so, quite honestly, recently I've been working a lot on just human interactions. I'm single and I've been working a lot on just getting out and talking to women, practicing and just kind of getting to know, we're very social creatures, and I've been working a lot about this. And so the story starts actually on a Monday or something like that. I was at Starbucks. I was actually working, and a beautiful girl really catches my eye. She walks in and she sits down right diagonally from me. And I was very, you know, flabbergasted. I really wanted to talk to her, and I'm having this whole entire self-talk to myself internally. I'm like, Paul, maybe she doesn't like you. Maybe she doesn't, whatever it is. I'm telling myself all these reasons, and it's crazy how mean we are to ourselves. Okay. How mean we are. Okay. And so I sat there for a good solid 5 to 10 minutes trying to like work up my courage. I'm like, what am I going to say? I definitely want to say this because, like, you know, like it's something that most people refuses to do nowadays. Like, people depend on like online dating apps like Tinder and Bumble, and these things, like, they don't really help in my opinion. Like, they're not going to create the whole entire real interaction, face-to-face talk and chat that a lot of people tend to avoid. And so I was like, you know what? F this. I was actually listening to Mel Robbins. Yeah, Mel Robbins' 5 second rule, and it was a great, great, great book because it reminded me to go and take action and really beat out my brain from overthinking too much. So I went ahead and I said 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Get up, talk to her, chatted with her, and then got her number at the end. And it was fantastic. I love that. And so that happened, and we really hit it off. Texted her afterwards and everything, and we got a date on Wednesday. So it was really good, and really just kind of chatted, went for ice cream, got to know each other and stuff. And then she ghosts me, like she like disappears, and I'm just like, okay, that just shows that maybe she's not interested or anything like that. And I just wanted to like double check, because we did set time for the Sunday actually to go and hang out and go to the beach or something like that. Okay, so went and did that and completely lost her, like she fell off the map and everything like that. And I was really triggered, like I was really like sad about this, because like I thought we actually really had something that we were about to like, you know, just chat and just kind of get to know each other more, go on more dates and stuff like that. And it wasn't really the case, I guess. But it really bothered me a lot, because you can't help but feel that the commonality could be you or whatever it is, something you said or who knows what it is. And I'm telling you guys, it really triggered me throughout the whole entire day and really bothered me, because like I said, it's just, but then I thought to myself, I took a step back. Okay, here's the thing. So this is something that not a lot of people do. And I took a step back and I just said that, you know what, like that's okay. This is a reflection on her and not me. You know, like I tried my best, you know, I chatted with her. We went out on dates, and I'm really thinking about like the scenario on their dates and stuff like that, like what we're talking about. And then really it was just irrelevant. Like it just reminds me of like Mel Robbins' 5 second rule. It was irrelevant, because the fact is like I took courage, I went up and spoke to like her and got her number, and like I said, went on a date. And that was, you know, like I said, like if it's totally her fault and her loss that, you know, if she doesn't want to call me back or whatever it is, or not even call her actually, but just texting, it's just ghosting, right? But I was very, very proud of that, of myself. And it really shifted my perspective, because I was really feeling bad about just the whole entire situation. And I wish, like I said, like it was, I just felt that I can't believe like it was just like she completely disappeared off the map, whatever it is, who knows whatever that reason is. And I followed up with another, you know, just another text message and everything like that. And she did end up texting me and stuff like that, but she said, sorry, we're not gonna hang out for the dates and everything like that. And that was it, that was done. And I was like, okay, you know what, be very, very careful about your time, and understand that your time is very, very precious, and be able to walk away from things that, you know, possibly don't serve. Because I see this as a blessing in disguise, because like I said, like imagine like if we actually did get into a relationship, and like imagine like that were to be like, you know, like I said, like who knows whatever it is. But like I said, I'm very proud of myself for going and get out of my comfort zone. And this really reminds me a lot about business and whatever you want to do in life, right? Like be very proud that you end up actually taking the initial action to go do whatever you want to do. You may not get the results that you want, like win or lose, it's totally irrelevant. Like same thing in business, people put a lot of heart into the expectation of winning, making big $1 million, whatever it is, and falling short and really taking really hard, and that feeling will stop them from going to the next one, right? So that's not a good way to go at it. Whereas like for me, I'm very proud of myself for going out and at least, you know, trying my best and saying hello and hey, how's it going kind of deal, like and right in front, like face to face. Because like I said, like dating apps, I feel like they're not even worth it anymore. Like they weren't I don't want to get into that. But same thing in business, same thing in like health and fitness. Be proud that you made it to the gym, be proud that you were on the treadmill even though it was 5 minutes, be proud that you were still lifting 15 pound dumbbells or whatever it is, be proud that you at least you started to plan out your side hustle, your whatever it is, right? Be proud of that, because even though you fall short, there's still a next time. There's still, it doesn't mean next time it's gonna be the same. It doesn't mean that. Who knows how next time it could actually turn out exactly as you planned it or as you expected it. But again, don't put all your eggs in a basket and expect this. And I am totally working on this side of myself, relationships, love, and all these side of it. And I'm trying to understand that as well too, because I heard, like I said, it really does coincide with everything else in life along with health and fitness. It's all different things and that you have to work on no matter what. Everything does require work. So guys, if you guys understand this episode where like I'm just trying to relay the message where it's like, don't get triggered, like even having a rough day because of this, like understand and look at this from a different light, a different perspective. It's actually very happy. Like I said, it's early on in the relationship, and saying this is really like easier said than done, because like really you do feel awful about like being ghosted. I won't lie to you, like I feel like crap. But the fact is that, again, very proud that I took up the initial action. Like got up there, spoke to her, and I'm very proud, like, you don't have no idea, like, you have to, like, really solidify this with your self-talk and really be proud of that yourself. I'm proud, like, I get to tell it to myself and you guys can hear about it, but I'm very, very proud of myself for at least getting up and saying, like, hello, how's it going? My name's Paul. Can I get your number? I think you're very gorgeous kind of deal. So it's like, yes, 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 and yes. And whatever happens, happens, right? It's just the way it is. It's the way that works. And it's just like, you'll go through life a little bit, less stressed, I would say, less stressed when you come from this perspective. But again, I hope this exercise and everything helps you. So my challenge to you is that when you notice you're being triggered either by relationship or whether you're feeling like crappy after not putting in the work for the gym or your business, you know, kind of like, you know, you're falling short in that, like, take time to reflect on some of the good things, because like I said, like, you need to kind of clear your head and see the growth in that, because at the end of the day, it's still growth. People don't recognize, they expect to run 10 kilometers or miles, let's just say kilometers, and then they've ran 8, right? And then they're very angry about the rest of like the 2 kilometers that still you've fallen short. But if you turn around and look back, you know, you've ran 8 kilometers. Let's be real. Be proud that you ran 8. Be proud that you can still keep going. Be proud of that. Anyways, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I will see you guys soon. Stay awesome. Stay beautiful. Be awesome, people. Get out there. Try and get uncomfortable, because like I said, you'll learn so much, and I'm always constantly doing that. I love you all. If you guys have any questions, you know, message me on Instagram. I'm on Path Hunters. It's at Path Hunters on there on Instagram. Email me, paul@pathhunters.com. And if you guys feel inclined to leave me a review, good or bad, whatever it is, I just appreciate you for that. And honestly, I will love you guys for no matter what, because like I said, like, I will thank you for your time here today. We'll catch you guys on the flip side. I'll see you guys Tuesday with Sarah's interview. Have yourself a great one. Take care. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Remember to subscribe, share, and review. Thank you for taking the time for listening to this podcast. You can always find me at pathhunters.com. Stay awesome and know that you can become a path hunter today.